Today on Sound Doctrine.
Micah says in 6:8, He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord does require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. If you want to know what to do, walk humbly with God, and He's going to lift you up. He is going to use you, and He's going to bless you. And that's what he's trying to get to here. Just that whole thing of submission.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
In Proverbs 8:13, we read, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Now, this is just one of many places in Scripture where God makes it clear what He thinks of pride. He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We're going to take notice of two things we need in our lives through a study of 1 Peter 5. Pastor Jeff Johnson says it's humility and resistance.
So, we're in 1 Peter chapter 5. We're actually finishing up 1 Peter. He's continuing to talk to the early church about what they're about ready to go through. And we know this, that we need a lot of humility. We need a lot of resistance, as they had. And that's what he's going to be talking to them about. But he's also, remember, talking to us in these days, because this is God's living word for the church today. Just so happens that we've been through the whole pandemic. We've been going through 1 Peter. It's all about suffering and how to handle suffering, how to handle uncomfortable situations, what to do, how to think, what do we do when we're caught up with worry and fretting? And what happens when it's all confusing and we don't know what's going on? And I think it's that time that the Lord wants to get a hold of us and just say, I'm real, I am with you, and I'm going to carry you through. At times I'll carry you. You know, somebody said, well, he's just your crutch. Well, he's more than my crutch. He's my stretcher, and he's there. So when I fall back, I'm falling right back into that stretcher situation, and he's there for us. So be encouraged today. We've got God's word to answer our questions for today, because if there was ever a time that the church is going to go through it, it's in the end times, the last days. We are truly there. And I know a lot of people have been talking about it, but it's not just talk. It's we are there. The whole world is caught up in this thing. This is a worldwide thing going on, and we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we know we have today, and that's exciting because we have God's word for us today. Yesterday's under the blood of the Lamb. It's covered. Today, we've got to deal with whatever comes up, but thanks be to the Lord that we're in church. I mean, this is why we cannot not meet together. We must come together, because it's when we come together and we're reading God's word and God's word is being given to us and we're being fed, that's when we begin to become strong and wise about what is taking place. Not being ripped off, not being lied to, but wise, God's wisdom. So we know how to live, how to react. So that's where we're at. Verse 5, we left off there. We talked about the pastor. We talked about feeding the flock, the importance of getting God's word. And he talks all about being an example to the flock and how pastors need to kick it up a notch and begin to pastor their church, begin to minister to those who need strength, especially in these days. But it's so sad to see that what the enemy has planned for the church is to close the doors, is to shut the church down. All we're hearing is, it's growing, it's getting worse, you know, and the fear continues. May God help us to see that the Lord wants us to stand firm on His word and not be afraid, not to buy in to what we're being fed on a constant basis, because we're supposed to be here, guys. God has commanded us to be steadfast. He's commanded us to continue in the apostles' doctrine, in the Word of God, in prayer, in fellowship, and in communion. So that's Acts 2:42. That's what we're to be doing. And not to be forsaking ourselves gathering together as the manner of some is, but even more so, knowing that we're in critical days of the church, knowing that now there's many here, maybe you weren't of this church, but your church is closed, so you're here. Thank God. And we thank God for that. But we know that are here, this is what we need. This is what God wants us to be, in that continual habit. Because see, the whole design of the COVID thing was to get everybody out of the habit and get them blocked from going to church. You know, that's the enemy. And so we need to stand firm. We need to steady on. And God will be with us through this whole craziness. But verse 5, he says, likewise, you younger. What's interesting about this is that likewise we've heard before. It's over there in chapter 3 of 1 Peter. In the very first verse, it says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband. So we were talking about submission, remember? So the wives to be in submission to their husbands. And then notice verse 7 of chapter 3, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. So with submission back, we're to submit one to another. You know, it's not one's over another, you know. We're submitting one to another, working together in the family for the glory of God. And he says, likewise, so that means do the same thing in submission. And now he says to the younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. Youth can be impatient with and even intolerant of older people who are slower and more cautious. Like, hurry up, man. You know, move along, you know. We're young. Look out, you know. Get this done, you know, and impatient. Whereas the elders, they go a little bit slower. They go a little bit slower and they think about it a little bit longer. So it's just saying, hey, youth, take heed to the elders and be submissive. You know, and he says, listen, God resists the proud. If you're going to be proud and haughty and think you've got it all down and you know what's going on and you're not submissive, he's resisting you. But he gives grace to those that walk humbly. We need to walk humbly with our God. Remember, I think I shared it a few weeks ago, but there's that one scripture in way back in with Micah. Micah, the minor prophet, saying major things. And Micah says in 6:8, he hath shown thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord does require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. If you want to know what to do, Michael 6:8. Walk humbly with God, and he's going to lift you up. He is going to use you, and he's going to bless you. And that's what he's trying to get to here. Just that whole thing of submission. Jesus submitted himself. In fact, so much so that it speaks of in chapter 2, verse 51 of Luke. Listen to this. And he, Jesus, went down with them, his parents, and came to Nazareth. and he was subject unto his parents. Here's Jesus, the Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. And he says, yes, Mom, yes, Dad. He's submitting to his parents who are earthlings. He's heavenly. I mean, amazing. And he knew about that whole thing of humility. It's how special it was. He humbled himself even to the horrendous things of the cross, the shame and the agony of the cross. He submitted to it all. He walked humbly before his God as he was here on this earth and still is in us. See, that's one thing that he did that no one else, you know, ever did. And that is, by ascending to heaven, God was able to then now have it happen spiritually to all of those who call on the name of the Lord and receive what Christ did for your sins on that cross. You too can become a child of God, and Christ will live in you by his Spirit. Is that amazing or what? And then you have not religion, but a relationship with your Father in heaven. You can talk to him anytime in the name of Jesus. And you have fellowship with the Lord. He walks with you. He talks with you. This is amazing. But this is all about humility and God sending his Son. And so he's saying, clothe yourself in humility. Put on Jesus. Put on Jesus, and let's walk as he walked. And we're told to do that. Now, that is a proverb, this verse, verse 5, over in chapter 3 of Proverbs in verse 34. Let me read it to you. It says, surely he scorns the scorners. This is what God does. He scorns those that are scorners, always getting down on people, always arguing, always yelling, always angry. You know, you're going to be scorned if you continue on that road. But he gives grace to the lowly, to those that are humble. And we're to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord in what? He will lift us up. You see, it's his work. And we need to let him do his thing. If you're haughty and you play like you know it all and you're cocky all the time, then you're going to be put down. But with God, up is down. Up is down. Just humble yourselves to one another. You know, being kind to one another, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you for all your trespasses and sins, forgive your brother. Man, if that started happening, Jesus said, then people will see your love to one another and they'll know that you're my disciples because you love your brothers and sisters. It seems that's the hardest thing for Christians is to love each other. We're always against one another. I don't like that person, you know. You're to love that person, not talk about them. So it's different in the church when the church is doing what it's called to do, and that's humbling before one another. You know, there was a problem with Solomon's son. Solomon's son was born into, money. He was born as the king's son. Solomon was king. He was a great king. He did, you know, he had his weaknesses, but he did do well as a king, and he knew his son was troubled. And remember in the writings of Solomon, he'd always talk about, oh, my son, son this and son that. Why? Because he knew he had a weak son, and his son, he was afraid he was going to blow it because he's seen him blow it at the younger years. He was haughty. He was a big shot. He was always running at the mouth and always, oh, hey, we ought to do it this way. Dad, don't do that, you know. And he was just always against everything. Until finally Solomon is gone. You know, he's passed, and now Rehoboam gets the kingdom. And, you know, I know that Solomon said, son, when you get the kingdom, please talk with your elders. Run everything by your elders. Your elders will give you counsel. You need counsel, son. You need to, you know, run it by your pastors. Run it by your parents. Don't run off with stuff without running it by them. I mean, we need to be humble. And hey, what do you think of this? And you know, when it came right down to Rehoboam doing that, he disobeyed his dad. He didn't go to the elders. He thought they were a bunch of oldy moldy guys, gray hair and the whole bit. He said, I'm not going to those guys. They don't know nothing. Just like teenagers. Mom and dad, they don't know nothing. I know. I know it all. You know, I've graduated high school. Boy, you do. You know it all. Wow. You're so cool. No, God wants to humble us. So he allows things to come into our lives to get our attention, to show us that the way up is down, to be servants to one another. Jesus gave us the greatest example when he wrapped himself and got a towel and got down to each one of his disciples and washed their dirty, rotten feet. He said, and I'm giving you this as an example that you too need to do this one to another. In other words, humble yourself before your brothers and sisters and hold them up and cleanse them and pray for them. So Rehoboam, he went to his drunk buddies, his drinking buddies, and he said, what do you think I should do, guys? And they all went, hey, sock it to the people, man. Cax them. Just whip them, man. Just get them to submit. Oh, that sounds so good. And that's what he tried to do. What happened? Caused a total civil war and a split between the kingdoms. It was horrible. So lesson learned, you know, likewise. Look at verse 6. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in time. He wants you to be exalted like Jesus was exalted because of his humility, because of his obedience. Are you an obedient child, or are you going to be disobedient? Well, if you're going to be disobedient, we know that God will chasten you. There's a word called chasten in the Bible. That means he's going to take you to the woodshed once in a while because you're a bad kid. And some of you know what the woodshed is because you've been there. And it's just God just kind of putting it on you and trying to get you to get back on the road of humility. And so that's important. So submission is the key. And God's authority structure is blessing and power come through submission. To be humble, to be teachable. I remember when I was young and I just first got saved, and I got saved at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and there was a young guy there named Lonnie Frisbee. He looked like Jesus. So all the kids were coming up, you know. We all had long hair and beards, you know. And there's a guy preaching, and he looks like Jesus, you know, and he mesmerized a whole culture, you know, and we just saw a young guy being used of God and being lifted up. And at first, Lonnie was a humble guy. Later on, he blew it many times. And even when we were going there, he'd get the stories all backwards. And he didn't have the parables down. He didn't know what he was doing a lot of the time. But he did as best as he could, right? So then all of a sudden, I'm going there with all the young people. And then all of a sudden, there's an old guy up there. I said, who's that guy? That guy with the turtleneck sweater. And he's bald. What's he going to tell me? He's an old dude. Come on, what can I get out of him? And then when he sat there on a bench and he just opened his Bible, he began to speak. And it just grabbed us because he spoke the words of the Lord. He biblically just went down and just broke it to us to where we could understand it. I was amazed. I was humbled. And every time I went to the tent, especially when we had the tent days. We had a tent out there. We have one now. But anyhow, those are the tent days. Never forget the tent days. And but man, I'm telling you, I was sitting in there just soaking up the Word because I wanted to know the Lord more and more. And every time I went in there, when it came to passing the bag, you know, to give, I just gave, man. Whatever I had, I just put it in there because I was being so transformed. I was being so ministered to. And then I started to listen to guys, and Alan Redpath was unbelievable. He was from Europe, and I sat under him for a while. He's an old guy, but boy, he was just giving us that the Word of God in a way that we could just take it and hide it in our hearts. And then there was Guy Duffield, who was Chuck's teacher when he was in Bible school, and Chuck Smith. He came here a number of times. He was sitting right down there, and I remember he was so old that he could barely make it up the stairs. I didn't know if we were going to have to, you know, really get a lift or something, but we kind of helped him up as he came up, and he'd kind of get up, and then he'd grab the pulpit, and I'm telling you, and he'd go off. I mean, it was just like his, oh, he'd blow us away, and he was 90-something. And then there was Chuck Messler. We sat under him for a number of years. But just nuggets of truth that took this young buck and changed his heart and ministered to him and in such a powerful way. Remember Paul saying this, follow me because I'm following Jesus. What a heavy thing to say. You can do everything I do and say everything I say because I'm following the Lord. Wow, that's dedication, that's commitment, that's really getting on, you know, target. And what a blessing. So Jesus always rebuked the religious. Jesus in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew 23, he came against them. In verse 12, it says this, and whosoever shall exalt himself, he shall be abased. And he that will humble himself shall be exalted. So he came into the religious realm, and he saw how haughty they were, and he got on them about it. If you're going to seek to exalt yourself, you're going to be humbled. God will humble you. And he used Jesus to really target them. You whited sepulcher, you viper, you snake. You know, oh, you look good on the outside with your big hat on and all your beautiful silk gowns and everything. But inside, you're full of dead man's bones. I mean, Jesus just, boom, and just dealt with them. And they were so angry. They wanted him put down. We got to get rid of this guy. You know, he keeps talking about it, us, you know, and they were convicted. So, Lord, convict us. Help us to see that as you want to lift us up, we just need to humble ourselves.
Well, today on Sound Doctrine, Pastor Jeff Johnson has revealed the great importance in being clothed with humility. It's a message framed around 1 Peter chapter 5. You can request today's study on CD when you give us a call toll-free, 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Just mention today's date to help us identify the study. Again, that's 800-353-7553. I should also mention you can go to our website to order resource materials from us and even replay today's program. We are at sounddoctrineradio.org. We also have an app, and that's a great way to stay connected with us and listen to some of Pastor Jeff's teachings as well. Look for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or Google Play. Well, maybe like myself, you enjoy popping in a CD and worshiping as you're driving around town, or maybe on your way to work. Well, this month we are featuring an awesome worship album created by the Chapel Band. Here's just a taste.
From the rising of the sun.
Request the worship album called Live and Well when you call 800-353-7553 or visit sounddoctrineradio.org. It's available for a limited time, again, for only $5. And please also remember us in your prayers and in your giving to the Lord. We believe people desperately need the sound doctrine contained in God's Word in these difficult last days. And you can help us bring it to a world in need. Your generosity will help us continue on this station and others like it. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. Would you also do us a favor before the day is done? Write to us. We want to know how sound doctrine is benefiting your walk with the Lord. So email us today, sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Please, would you also mention the station that you listen to? That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening to Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff, a presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey.